This is Jack Vaughn, and this is the Talking Data podcast for this week. I'm with Ed Burns, editor of Search Business Analytics, and Ed and I and other folks on these podcasts have talked about big data a lot, and asked sometimes if the human could be the loose cog in the big data machine. It all boils down to somebody making the right decision based on that data. And Ed, glad you're here today, and I know that you've been looking into some studies for data scientists, for a reporter. That's an interesting way to extend your beat. Tell me about it.
That's right. I've been taking one of these MOOCs, an open online class through Duke University, and it's basically just an introduction to data analysis, and so we're learning a little bit about how to structure an inquiry into some topic. We're learning a little bit of R programming language, and basically just how to go about deriving insights from data. And it's been really interesting, and I think that it will be relevant to myself as a journalist, both in terms of deepening my understanding of this area that I cover, but also being able to maybe at some point get involved in some data journalism. That's a very hot topic right now. We always see guys like Nate Silver out there becoming these superstar, rock star type guys for being able to, crunch the numbers and come up with some sort of interesting insight that other people maybe aren't able to see. So, I think it's going to be an interesting class, and hoping to get a lot out of it.
Well, Ed, I should tell you, there is not a shortage of rock stars. However, there is a shortage of data scientists. So that's interesting. I know you've talked with the author Zacharias Vulgaris recently, wrote a book on the subject. Did you talk about the shortage and skills?
We did, yes. And education was one of the main topics that he touched on. He said that there just aren't really colleges that are focusing enough on this issue right now. And that's something that we hear about from a lot of different corners, not just Zacharias. This idea that stats is still sort of a distinct subject, and computer science is distinct, and business is distinct. But, these are all skills that a data scientist needs, but there are very few university programs that are bringing them all together. And so, surprise, surprise, businesses are having a hard time finding the people that they need with these skills. I've talked to some folks who have basically given up on finding one single person with all these skills. So, maybe they're looking at building teams of people with all these skills, or they may be identifying individuals who have two of those skills and sending them back to school on the company's dime. But people aren't really able to find the total package that they need. And so when I was speaking with Zacharias, he actually liked the idea of these MOOCs, such as the one that I'm taking. He said that it's a good way for people who maybe have one or two of the necessary skills to deepen their understanding and prepare them, at least get them started for a career in data science.
Well, I know you had a lot of NFL news lately. Talk about data journalism, and there was USA Today put together data on arrests of players. Now, I believe they found that the arrest rate was the same as it was for the population, the same age population outside of football. So that was interesting. Data factoid of the data science kind, and the best place amongst all was New York City. The Giants and the Jets did best, and then the data scientist in the writer pointed out that you're much less likely to be pulled over for driving under the influence in New York City, because you're less likely to be driving. So It seems like there's always a lot of stumbling blocks, and that a lot of imagination and thought has to go into analysis of data.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a really good example of what data journalism can do. You know, I mean, if you were just to look at the headlines today, you would think that every single player in the NFL was involved in some kind of criminal activity. But, you know, when you actually look at the data, as you're just saying, it's apparent that that's not true. And so, you know, I mean, the journalistic ideal, obviously, is the search for truth. And so, I mean, what better way to accomplish that than by looking at some objective numbers and coming to an understanding of what's actually going on?
Well, we'll be looking at survey materials through the rest of the year and try to do a good job of reporting on the data trends for our audience. Looking forward to at different stages discussing with you your studies and also, of course, your reporting.
So, absolutely. We'll keep you updated.
Okay. Well, that's Jack Vaughn and Ed Burns for Talkin' Data, the podcast for this week. Thanks for being with us.